This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If no talking occurred after the prayer besides discussion about the mistake, then simply pray one rak'ah followed by two prostrations of forgetfulness and tahiyah before the salam. So again, you, like in the case where you mentioned earlier, brother, so you finish the prayer and you go, you know what, it's supposed to be four and I realize now that I only prayed three. You just get up, pray it, and then you do the two prostrations of forgetfulness, the tahiyyah, and then you do the salam and you're done. Adding an out loud recitation, it does not invalidate the prayer and requires no expiation. So that would be the case for, say, Salat al-Isha. The first two are out loud, the third and fourth are supposed to be silent, but you recite them out loud. It's a mistake, but it doesn't invalidate the prayer in any way. Adding a ruku'ah, accidentally making ruku twice in the same rak'ah, you make two prostrations of forgetfulness and tahiyyah after the salam. So in this case, if you've added something, all right, actually, this is a good place to stop to discuss this. The general rule for the prostrations of forgetfulness is if you forgot to do something, you make two prostrations before the final salam. So you left something out of the prayer. The prayer is missing something. So you add the two prostrations before finishing the prayer with salam. In the case that you added something extra, so now the prayer has, you've added to the prayer something that shouldn't have been in there, you make those two prostrations after the salam. Because making them before the salam is adding even more, if that makes any sense. The logic behind these rules is that if you've shortchanged the prayer somehow because you didn't make ruku' or sajda, or you forgot the tashahud, or you didn't pray an entire rak'ah, the prayer is diminished, it's shortened, it's been truncated. So you add something before you finish the prayer. If you've left something out, if you've added something that shouldn't have been in, like an extra ruku, an extra sajda, an extra recitation, whatever it is, then you finish the prayer and you do the two prostrations afterwards, such that you're not adding more to it again on top of what you've already added. So continuing with those rules, if you add a ruku, accidentally making ruku twice in the same rak'ah, make two sujood of forgetfulness and tahiyyah after the salam. Adding a sajda, accidentally doing three of the same rak'ah, make the two prostrations after the salam. Adding a tashahud, you make the two prostrations after the salam. Adding an entire rak'ah, you make the two sujood after the salam. Partially getting up when you're supposed to sit. This is important. What does one do if they're about to get up and when they were supposed, if they're about to get up when they were supposed to be sitting for tashahud? If their knees, if their hands or knees are still touching the ground, then they return to the sitting. But if not, then they stand up and make it up through the two prostrations of forgetfulness and tahiyyah before the salam. Because you were supposed to be sitting and you've left that out. You stood up. So you've dropped something out. So the two prostrations are before the salam. The person who has repeated whisperings about mistakes such as these in a way that is abnormal is known as mustankah al-shak, married to doubt. He or she should ignore these whisperings and not do any prostrations of forgetfulness. It is only the shaitan that seeks to disrupt them. All right, so just to summarize this quickly, and the rules are here and you have the book so you can review them, but if you leave something out of the prayer that's supposed to be in there and it requires a prostration, you do the prostration before finishing the prayer with salam. If you've added something to the prayer that shouldn't have been in there, doubled something up or added a rak'ah or something, finish the prayer and then you add the two prostrations after the salam. If you're in a situation where you're standing up, the default is that if you're off the ground completely, then you go up and you don't go back down. Because standing up and going back down is actually worse than standing up and leaving out the tashahud that you were supposed to be sitting for. But if you're still pretty close to the ground, like you've only just started to get up and you realize that you shouldn't, you can sit down and then there's nothing to add after that. And this last paragraph is vitally important. Anybody who's always concerned that they're making these mistakes, did I, and this happens to you all the time, at least every day, or sometimes people have this in every single prayer, then you have to ignore that, because that's actually just, that's that's just waswas that's coming from the shaitan. It's a distraction. You're causing yourself to lose focus of the purpose of the prayer, and you're just like obsessing about these. Did I make a mistake? Didn't I make a mistake? Do I have my count right? How many times did I make sujood already? If it happens a lot and you notice that this is a regular occurrence, even if it's just once a day or even every other day, the rule from the ulama is that you ignore it. OCD. Yeah, it's almost like a type of OCD, exactly, yeah. So it's something that the best way to address it is to ignore it. Don't feed into it. Don't start correcting your prayer every time you make a prayer. Because that stuff only compounds and it starts becoming more and more. Yeah. Yeah, there are du'a from the sunnah, and I'll get those from you. I'll talk to Sheikh Hadi, so don't leave until don't leave after the prayer. We'll talk about it soon, inshallah.
Okay, so just for my clarity, if you forget something, right, you make two
classes. Right.
And what is the tahid?
No, that's fine. So. Sorry. Just want to make sure that I give you the most clear explanation possible here. So the tahiyya is when you're finishing the tashahud, so you sit at the last rak'ah of the prayer. And that recitation that you say before you give the salam, right? So, At-tahiyyatu lillahi, zakiyyatu lillahi, tabiatu salawatu lillahi. Assalamu alayka ya ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ba'dallahi salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And then the Ibrahimiyyat. You recite that and then the salam. Or if you're doing it afterwards, you do the two prostrations and you recite that. Yeah, so it's the two prostrations and also the tahiyyat. And I think that the tahiyya and the transliteration is in the book somewhere, I'm sure.
Page 43.
Okay, so it is. Thanks. So I think that's it, and I think we're about to pray soon too, and then afterwards we have some food. So any questions? Nobody? Okay, inshallah, we'll wrap this up. Again, most of you guys have taken down that email address. So if questions come up during the week, please feel free to send your questions along, and we'll answer them. We'll pass them along to Sheikh Shadi, most likely, so you can get the best answer possible. Do you have a pen? So it's Alex, so A-L-E-X dot L-A-H-O-Z at SafinaSociety.org. Safina Society is all one word. And also, I'll repeat what I said the first time. If anybody has a question that they don't want, that they're embarrassed about, or something like that, you know, make a fake email account or something, or whatever the case, send it anonymously, and that's fine as well. We'll respond to that. All right, so. With that, JazakAllah khair, everyone, and we'll resume this next week. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati wa tawassaw bil haqq wa tawassaw bis-sabr. Assalamu alaikum.